Authoritarian but profound disrespect for democracy. They view rule of law and democratic norms as bothersome obstacles to the consolidation of their own power. And Donald Trump has been following the authoritarian playbook since he was a presidential candidate. We can debate Trump's mental fitness, his competency, but he's been very on message and consistent with some of the main themes that mark authoritarian rulers. One of them is glorification of the leader. Trump started during his campaign to forge emotional ties with his followers based on loyalty to his person rather than a party or principle.
I say it to the leaders of the Republican Party. Folks, you got to get tougher or you're not going to have a lot of victories. And I'll be honest, I'm talking about for them because I think I'm going to win anyway. I really think I can win.
The mantra of authoritarian leaders is see me and I exist. And Trump has to be always at the center of attention. Then he started to attack the sectors of society that deal in evidence and inquiry and investigation, such as the press, the judiciary, research.
Fake news, fake news.
Fake news,
fake news,
fake news.
The news is fake.
These are things that authoritarians past and present have done, from Hitler, denunciation of the lying press, to Erdogan and Putin and Turkey and Russia, who jail and kill journalists. In January 2016, Trump made a shocking announcement.
They say, I have the most loyal people. Did you ever see that? Where I could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot somebody and I wouldn't lose any voters, okay? It's like incredible.
Now, this was a message, not so much to the American public, but to the Republican Party. How far will you go in supporting me, even when I'm telling you I'm going to be above the law? And the answer, of course, is that the Republican Party has backed him no matter what he says or does. This is consistent with authoritarian regimes. Once elites sign on publicly and make their pacts of support, they support that ruler until the bitter end. It's more frightening to think of him as a madman. Instead, if we think of him as conforming to a set of political tactics, we see that there's also a method to oppose him. Authoritarians, past and present, have been resistant, and that is something that is more difficult to do with a madman.